Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
We're just having fun here playing some basketball in the studio today. Got a lot of bunch of orange basketballs around. Why? March Madness. Oh, yeah, it's here. It's the end. Monday, tomorrow. Oh, goodness sakes. The finals. Who will win? Purdue or UConn? Who's your favorite? Do I have the teams right even? I think I do. Love it. Used to play basketball many years ago. Love it, love it. Still love it till I threw my ankle out. And then, you know, literally it twisted to the point that you know, I've been watching on the TV all the basketball folks playing, the kids, the college students and men's and women. Love it, love it. I know this for a fact right now, the women could wipe me out. They, you know, come on. Are they going to have to raise the hoop up, folks? I mean, it's 10 foot right now. Are they going to have to raise that up to make it a little bit tougher on these kids? You know, these college kids, I mean, they're standing back there. I call it the four-point range and nothing but net. Wow. I tip my hat to all of them. It's awesome. Awesome watching them. Anyway, today here on Auto World, I'm Mark Evans. You listen to Auto World right here from the Greasy Garage Studio where there's a lot of orange basketballs around me. No, I'm not going to sit on one. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. He wants me to sit on one. I can't. Get away. No, no, no. I'm not going to sit on a basketball just to please Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the house, in the studio today. He's got the email bag on his lap. We're going to go into that, of course, as we do every hour, and read the email that I pull out of the bag. And hopefully it stumps the chump, and I'm the chump. But right now, we're going to go ahead and, well, it's time to do this.
And now it's time to play.
Mark Evans.
Hello! Hello! Hello, and welcome to What's That Name? The rules are simple. We show you a person, you tell us their name.
It's that simple. Just go right over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Take a look at those four gentlemen that we have pictures up and tell me their name. That's right. I have gifts for you, folks. I have some gifts. It's all about your Auto World detail-wise. I want you to smell good and look good on the inside of the car. And look good on the outside of the car, so you'll receive a good gift bag. No matter if you do guess the name good, the right name for those people, or the wrong name. Doesn't matter. Now, we've had a couple callers already, first and second hour. We've got Henry Ford already picked. He's there, sitting there, enjoying his bow tie. Take a look over at Facebook page, my Facebook page, Mark Evans, or Auto World Radio Facebook page. And then William... Percy, William P. Chrysler. He's William Percy, yes, William Percy Chrysler. Of course, known for the American Chrysler Corporation back in the day, who started that. And then we have two more left. And I gave you a tip last hour, and they are related. Can you name what's that name of those two people, those two guys? And we're going to go, well, I've got for you a recall, an AW recall. And this is very serious, folks. It's something to do with your windshields here. For the folks listening to us across the pond there in Sweden and Denmark, I picked up a few friends over there in that area when I was there. Good to have you folks listening. Australia, good to have you folks tuning in. Thank you. Appreciate it. Windscreens, this is very important recall, so stay tuned for that. And, you know, they're not selling one. They're selling a whole truckload of the same automobile. So stay tuned for that story. And, of course, at the end of the program, at the end of the hour here, we've got a word with Mark that has everything to do with yours truly and you. Stay tuned. A little housekeeping again. Instagram, you can get in touch with me on Instagram at Auto World Media. Do, please. And then also website is autoworldmedia.com. I'm on LinkedIn, also on YouTube, too, for everyone. Follow me on Facebook. Thanks for following me, first off, and then message me if you'd like on Facebook. I do accept that. So let's get the road going here. Let's get right to recall. I want you to, first off, before I get to the recall, I'm not going to do it right away because I want you to text or call or email your friends, your family, your relatives, your neighbors to tell them that I'm going to be doing a recall here in a little bit about windshields. And then I always like to follow up the recall with facts that help you concerning what the recall is all about and why. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's talk a little bit about what's happened over at Bring a Trailer. Yeah. Bringatrailer.com. Folks, if you want to go literally to a car show without ever leaving your house, just go to bringatrailer.com. Get on their email list. You'll get their emails, and literally you will have all different kinds of cars, makes, and models, and of course prices. And you can actually sign up to bid on them. You'll find your very first car, your second car, maybe the car you have right now for sale. And you will be probably shocked about how much they're selling for. Now, I've got a little bit of a, we call it a BAT snapshot for you right now. It's all about numbers, isn't it? Well, let me start with something with good news. A lot of you are shaking your head. Oh, those auctions, Mark, they want so much for those cars. It's just out of this world in price. No, it's not. For example, facts right now, BAT facts. Well over half the BAT listings in March, folks, hammered at $25,000 or less. Yeah, or less. Yes, there's some premium listings there. If you've got a premium car, you can have a premium listing. It doesn't really cost a lot of money either. I've sold cars on there for clients, customers, and friends. I do a little bit of that too, because it's part of my auto world. So, for example, here's one, a 2002 BMW 325i Sport Wagon 5-speed sold for $15,000. You think that the Ford Mustang Shelbys are pretty spendy too, huh? Guess what? How about a 2007 Ford Mustang Shelby GT 5-speed? I said it, a Mustang Shelby GT sold for $23,000 in March. Yep. And you'll get a lot of things like engines for sale, very special ones like this one. The Chevrolet L72 427. Oh, yeah. V8 engine on a stand sold for $21,000. Do you like the Willys Jeep? Well, a Buick V6 powered 1951 Willys Jeep utility wagon 4x4 sold for $24,000. That's just a little bit of a taste for you. It's called a BAT snapshot. But go bringatrailer.com, get on the email list, and just have fun. That's what it's about here, fun. In fact, Spike Ferguson put up a whole, here, this has been probably a year ago, he put up special made Seinfeld watches were designed and made, folks. I don't know, I think there was four or six of them, something like that. He put them on bringatrailer.com, sold every one of them, of course, in a package. And yes, they did bring a good number, absolutely. But it's fun just to watch the bidding, internet bidding only, read the comments. You learn so much. You learn so much because the people that are making the comments are they do get flagged. If you want to make a comment, it's going to get flagged. If it's a bad comment, it'll get flagged. So all the comments are good and positive, and you'll learn so much about that year, make, and model because the people that are making the comments already have one and own one, and they tell the people that are bidding, hey, you might want to look for this, you might want to look for that. It's great tips. It really is. So stay tuned for that when you go to bringatrailer.com. Have fun. Let me know what you buy. Absolutely, right here in Ottawa. Let me know what you purchase. I know a couple cars I sold there on Bring a Trailer. One was a Cadillac Convert. It's in Las Vegas. I've got a couple in New York that was sold and went to New York out of Boise, Idaho. It's just a lot of fun. They go to good homes and good people. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the AW Recall.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Back into the Well, the orange-colored studio today, right here in the Greasy Garage studio, that is. It's orange because we got all these basketballs in here. March Madness. It's been fun watching. We've got one more game left to watch, so I'll be there. Hopefully you're there, too. Good to have you here with me right now. I do appreciate it. Absolutely. Every week we dive deep into the stories and find out what the nuts and the bolts of the story really are. And that is Eddie the Engine Emailer. That means it's time to go into the email bag this hour. I want to give you another little bit of break here. We're going to go to the email bag. I want you to, after the email, folks, we're going to do the Auto World recall. And this recall is concerning a couple vans, by the way, and windshields. So you have time now to call your neighbors, friends, relatives, et cetera, your best friends, and tell them to tune in right now because we're going to do an email, and then we're going to go right in and let you know what's going on with this recall. But right now, Eddie, hand me the bag, the email bag, please. Thank you. Dive right in there and see if we can find one. I tell you, it's quite a few of them, Eddie, this week, isn't there? Yeah, there's quite a few. There's one. When do you think, Eddie? I always like to ask him when, so I can air to you folks on the air behind the silver microphone how long it'll take me to get to all your emails. He's saying Thursday, so there's that many. Okay, because he's got me down. He knows exactly how long it takes me to answer your emails. So by Thursday, I'll have you all. You'll hear from me by Thursday, and we'll get you all fixed, get your challenges, and well, you might call them a problem, but they're challenges. Let's just get the challenges fixed. Oh, I'll jump over the high bar for you, and we'll get this all of them fixed. So right now, we can read this one. This is right here, awesome, right here in Meridian, Idaho. Let's do it. This is happy spring to you, Mark. Help! Happy spring to you. And this is Wayne. Wayne, happy spring to you. I appreciate it. Thank you. He says, help! I have a small clicking noise when moving the steering wheel back and forth. The clicking comes when you move the steering wheel while driving left and right ever so slightly. Also, sometimes in the morning, there's no power steering. Hard to steer until the motor warms up. Could these two problems be related? Thanks for everything you do here on Auto World. Wayne, with you on KBUI here in Meridian, Idaho. Awesome. Wayne, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. That's good to have you along. And again, we're trying to get Nate over there, the program director, to take all 3 hours of Auto World. So Wayne, get to him. Come on, email him. So appreciate it, you being here. Let's do a shout out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right here, and that would be Newstalk KBOI AM 670. That is our shout out horn. Yes, Newstalk KBOI AM 670 and FM 93.1. You folks up in Cascade and McCall, Idaho, good to have you along. Star, Eagle, Napa, Caldwell, good to have you along. Meridian here where Wayne is, and Boise where I'm at, and all you folks, good to have you along. Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon, good to have all you here. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it. And this is the thing, the click, click, click when you're barely moving your steering wheel. Well, first off, let me get to the problem with the hard steering. You didn't mention any kind of whine. So I'm guessing here, educated, ASC certified guess, Wayne, that you're full of power steering fluid. You state that you have no power steering when it's cold, but it warms up, you have power steering. That's a steering rack. The rack and pinion is out, Wayne. Hate to tell you that, but that's the truth. The rack and pinion's gone. You need a new rack and pinion. All brands, all makes, folks, models, etc. Whenever you, like Wayne, whenever you have a manual steering first thing in the morning, when the vehicle's cold, and then once it warms up, you wake up, it wakes up, and you have power steering. That's just the steering rack. Rack and pinion's bad. And that... You know, Wayne, the clicking could be a couple things. You're saying you say left and right ever so slightly, click, 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 click. Now, the steering shaft itself, Wayne, going down through the firewall and down to the steering rack, has a U-joint there. Literally, a U-joint, just like we used to have in our rear-wheel drive automobiles on the drive shaft. We have a front U-joint and a rear U-joint on that drive shaft on a rear-wheel drive car. Today, with the front-wheel drive cars, they're called CV, constant velocity joints. But back to the U-joint is what it's called. You have a U-joint. All of us have a U-joint on our steering shaft, and that little click, you more than likely have a steering shaft U-joint out, period. Now, I'm going to answer this. You're probably thinking, well, can I grease it? No, you can't. They're greased from the factory. There's no zerk on there to grease. So you might, what you can do to check it for me, it takes two people. I want, I'd like you pop the hood, get underneath the hood, go right to the driver's side firewall. You'll see the steering shaft coming down. Now, it might be tough to get down there, okay, because it's going right to the steering, the rack and pinion. But if you possibly can, put your eyeball on there. Have someone else get a light, point it down there, get your eyeball on it, have someone else turn the steering wheel, parked, engine off. Have them turn the steering wheel just like you stated here, ever so slightly, left and right. And I want you to see if that U-joint is, one section of the U-joint is moving before the other section is moving, and that'll tell me you got a sloppy U-joint, and that's what that little minute click is. That, I believe, is what's wrong. Hopefully that helped, Wayne. Appreciate it. Thanks for the email. Tuning in on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1 on our third hour. Good to have you along. Absolutely, right there in Meridian, Idaho. Got a gift back for you, too. There. You bet. So, Wayne, give me an address, and I can hand deliver if you like, or I can ship it out on that brown truck that we all know. Even the FedEx truck or my truck. I don't have the big Amazon logo, though, Wayne. But, hey, that's all right. I'd love to meet you. That's how you do it, folks. Thanks, Wayne. Send me your address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, let's do it. It's time for the recall, folks. This is very serious. Windshields. Let me get right to the point. It's a brand new vehicle. Yeah. The 2024 model year, the Chrysler is a two-model brand, of which one is a fleet-only affair. Yes, I got two of them. Darn it. The 2024 Chrysler Pacifica and the Spartan Voyager has been hit with a safety recall for inaccurate, wrong windshield adhesive. That's right. It's got the wrong windshield adhesive on the windshield. Now, this is a concern. It affects a very small number of vehicles at this time, produced in the period from December 2023 to January 2024. It happened at the Ford Windsor assembly plant, and what it is, again, 2024 model year, the Pacifica and the Voyager has the wrong windshield adhesive. We're going to take a short break. I got a little more on this. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day. People getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Getting the hose out, doesn't it? Oh, the work of getting the hose out. No, thank you. And by the way, a little Auto World tip, talking about car wash. You know, you folks are driving through the car wash. I know you are. You're not driving through. It's going to make you go through there by itself. It's automatic. You sit back, relax, and enjoy the bath. One thing that you can do, if your car wash, I know your friends and relatives have probably told you stories where the antenna got ripped off by that brush and took the antenna swirling in the air, scratching your whole entire paint job, and or the wiper arm in the rear. It never can grab the ones in the front. So I'm going to give you an Auto World tip right now before we give you a little bit more on this recall. All you have to do, you know those, when you go to the grub store, called the grocery store, and they give you that recycled bag, guess what? The rear wiper, all you have to do, sorry, you got to get out. You got to put the bag on the wiper blade, the arm, the wiper blade arm, the whole, just put the bag on there. Just wrap it, put the bag on the thing, period. Swing it out, put the bag on it, put the arm back down, and guess what? Guarantee it that your arm will not be taken off in the car wash. That's your Auto World tip for this week. Now, recall. Chrysler's recalling the Pacifica and the Voyager, folks, the minivans, for the inadequate windshield adhesive. The adhesion, you know, Yeah. Your windshield on all your cars out there and trucks is only put in with silicone adhesion. There's no nuts and bolts and lock washers and screws and... No, it's adhesion. It's a silicone. Well, guess what? It's not good on the Chrysler. It's a brand new car, 2024 model year, folks. The Chrysler and the Chrysler Pacifica and the Voyager recalled December 2023 to January 2024. It happened at the Windsor Assembly Plant. That's right. So, in a collision, the windshield blows out. Not good. So let's get it fixed. What you need to do, it's the brand new one, the 2024. Now at this time, an estimated only 223 suspect vehicles were shipped from Windsor Assembly Plant in Canada to dealer lots. That's at this time, though. I'm always early, as you know. You charter members know this. I like to be early to help everyone. About 143 units of the Pacifica and 80 units of the Voyager were affected at this time. The adhesion that holds the windshield in is inadequate. It's not good. It needs to be replaced. I know a lot of you might be asking me, I don't have the 2024 model. I have the 2023 model. Does that have bad silicone adhesion too, Mark? Folks, I don't know. I do know that the 2024 model of the Pacifica and the Voyager is bad. That's the brand new news of the recall on those two models. If you are afraid that you might have the bad adhesion there on your 2022-23 model, then just stop, period, and go to a windshield place. You folks listening on KBOI, News Talk KBOI, right here in the Boise, Idaho area, I know that this is a free plug for them. Fast Glass, free plug for them, period. They will fix it. So what I'm saying to all of us, though, coast to coast we are and worldwide, you can go to an aftermarket glass company, call them, look in your, Google it, and then on that device you have is called a cell phone that you're listening to me on right now, and just ask for a glass windshield company, and it'll give you quite a few of them, and then you can do your due diligence, look for the little blue star, ASE certified. That's right, they need to be certified, and then call them and ask them, see if you see in the ad there how many years they've been doing it. Get someone that's been around for quite a few years, and that way they know what they're doing. What they have to do, folks, is They'll put a wire through the mounting of the windshield and the body itself. The wire is how they cut it out. They pull the windshield out. They'll clean and pull all the old adhesion that is no good, period. Clean it completely off and put the right stuff in there. And please do it. Get it done. And then for you folks that have the 2024 model, get to your dealership, please, and let them know you heard it right here on AW Auto World, Mark Evans, and let's get it fixed. Free. You get it for free. So please do, because it may detach during a crash. And this crash, what I'm talking about, is a crash that, in fact, is very so lightly, and it could pop out on you. Not good. Okay, now it's time to do it.
What kind of horrible game show is this?
It's What's That Name?
That's right. Folks, it's not horrible. It's good. You've headed over to my Facebook page. Thank you. The address is my name, Mark Evans, and we have Auto World Radio. And a little game we like to play this for the last 3 hours, and we finally got an answer to all four of them from Ted. And it's a little game we like to call What's That Name? I put four pictures up of some gentlemen that started and are behind the brands of the companies. Ted gets us right there again in Texas. He's listening to us on KEYS, Keys, AM 1440, and, of course, also 98.7 FM right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. Ted, thank you. Good to be with you. Have you come into the show? There's our shout-out horn. Ted, again, is listening to us right there in Corpus Christi, Texas on KEYS. AM 1440 and 98.7 FM. Of course, Alice, good to have you folks along with us in Portland and Mathis. Good to have all of you. I appreciate all 3 hours of Auto World, Ted. He says that, in fact, He says, I'm going to start over. He says, Henry Ford, got one. Number two, Walter Percy Chrysler. Number two, got that one. Good one, Ted. And number three is Horace Elgin Dodge. Number three, you got Ted. Congratulations. Number four, come on. Number four, he says, is John Francis Dodge. Let's give a hand to Ted. Corpus Christi, Texas. Listen to us on KEYS AM 1440 and 98.7 FM. Fantastic, Ted. You are absolutely right. Horace and Elgin Dodge and John Francis Dodge, of course, they're brothers of the Dodge Brothers Company. We did it. Thank you. You did it. I didn't do it. You did it. Congratulations. You know, there's always... And by the way, Ted, I've got a great gift pack for you. I'm going to ship it out to you, a little detail pack, a little detail gift bag. And make sure that your Dodge, if you own one, hopefully, or your Ford, if you own one, or your Chrysler, if you own one, or your... See what I'm saying? I mean, this is what it's all about. These are the faces, folks. The name. The names behind what we have today. Little trivia for you. I don't know if you knew, but in fact, Henry Ford... I was at Fairlane. That was their house called Fairlane, just like he named the car, the model, Fairlane. I was at their house with William Clay Ford, and he told me a little trivia that three-car garage, and he says, Henry Ford brought the Dodge Brothers cars in, tore them apart, Mark, in that garage that we're standing in right now. Tore them apart, put them in pieces to find out what, well, Horace and John Dodge was doing. And of course, didn't copy him, but I had a little idea what the competition was doing. Good job, Ted. I appreciate it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my address. Send me back your address, and we got some goodies for you. The name behind the brands. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You see the darnest things.
Like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits. There's corrugated tin shacks full of a cancer man. I don't mean a hamster nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby. Get in the road.
Kind of reminds me to get the brakes checked. Yeah. If something's in the middle of the road, don't you have to stop? Inspections. Get them done. If you have a little squeal noise, brake noise on the front of your automobile, if you have that and you add another 65,000 miles, you need front brakes, everyone. Hey, I want to do a shout out here to one of our listeners. I did not. Sorry, a little bit late there on my game. We're playing the game. What's that name? We have another lady here and husband, looks like, on my Auto World Radio site on Facebook. Gets me on Facebook. And I'm probably going to butcher your name here. Is it Celia? And Rudy Garcia is, of course, she's and he are there looking at the playing the game with us here at Auto World. What's that name? And she has Mr. Ford, Teddy Roosevelt, Mr. Chevrolet. Well, you're absolutely right on two of them. Teddy Roosevelt, no. But yeah, thank you for getting me on Facebook. I appreciate it. Is it Celia? And Rudy Garcia, good to have you along. Ted got all of them, and we forgot one of them. And I'm going to go ahead, since we're running out of time here, because the Garcias were right on the Mr. Chevrolet. Now, full name of Mr. Chevrolet on Auto World Radio, our Facebook site, folks. That's the very first gentleman that we have up with the mustache. That is Louis Joseph Chevrolet. Then you have Henry Ford. Then you have Walter Piercy Chrysler, and then you have Horace Elgin Dodge, and then you, of course, have John Francis Dodge is the last picture there on our Auto World Radio Facebook page. Thanks, Garcias, for mentioning and being a part of the show. I have a little gift for you, too, if you would. Send me back an address that I can send you a little gift bag. My address, again, on the email site is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And let me know what station or how you're listening to me and Auto World here on the radio or internet. Appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the show. You know, again, coming up here in a little bit, Word with Mark. But right away, though, let's talk about that one car that they're selling, but there's multiple of the same cars on the same truck. Yeah, someone is selling a truckload of yellow Ford Pinto wagons, And guess how much? On one truck. That's right. They have them all on one truck. Now, the classic station wagon back in the day, that Ford station wagon, that Pinto, they're powered by either a 2.0 liter or a 2.3 liter four-cylinder. Yeah. These are medium yellow gold paint Pintos. Found them on Facebook, by the way. Talking about Facebook, they were on Facebook Marketplace. They're all on one truck. He's selling them all. Yep. Found them on Facebook. They're for sale. Now, these Ford Pinto station wagons, folks, how many are there? Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 of them. Wants to sell all 7 of them, the whole cargo load, the whole truckload of them. The asking price? $16,000 each. They're little two-door Ford Pinto station wagons. Little two doors. $16,000 each. So if you like medium yellow gold paint, there you have, times 7. You got them all right there. Now, if that doesn't tell me that the prices are going up on collector cars, they are. Yeah. You know, we've heard about barn finds. I've talked about barn finds before, but I've never really talked about truck cargo load finds. This is the first. I kind of feel privileged. Oh, yes. Now, this Facebook post was found in, they're in California. Good or bad, doesn't matter. They're found in California. Now, the years are 1973 to 1974 models, and there's only 6. I counted wrong. There's 6 of them. Half of the 6 cars are running and driving, but the seller on Facebook fails to mention which of them or if any of them will require mechanical repairs or servicing. Now, so that tells you right there that, half of them, you got 3 cars that run, the other half do not, and we really don't know how much repair needs to be done. But hey, you know, this is a truck cargo load find, huh? I mean, why not? Get over to Facebook and just type in what's the color again? Medium. It's medium yellow gold paint on a 73 and 74 Ford Pinto wagon, and you'll find them. And get bidding. But again, so he's starting at $16,000 per Pinto wagon. Why not buy them and, give one to your mother-in-law? You might have to have it repaired, though. there's so many things to get to. Now, the best and worst years for the Mopar 360. You know, there's a lot to be said here, of course, but I'm going to try to keep it simple. The Chrysler in 1937, the automaker, we don't have time. Dang it. It's time for an email. So next week, we'll carry this over. I'm going to give you a little history about Mopar, M-O-P-A-R, where Chrysler started, what the good and bad years are of the Mopar 360 V8 engine. But now it's time to get to the email bag. We got another email to get to before the garage door goes down. Thank you, Eddie, for throwing the bag at me. That's what it's about. He says, get to the emails. Okay, let's do it. We got Al in San Francisco. Okay, let's see here. This one I can read. It says, I have a small problem with my windshield washers. Wanted to ask you before I might do something wrong or cause more damage driving. I'm driving a Audi SUV. Both of my windshield washers will not spray. I did check the windshield washer container. She is full. Looks like all the lines going to the spray nozzles are hooked up and not leaking. Mark, do I blow air through the lines? ? If you have any tips, please share. Thank you, Al. With you every week in San Francisco, listening from your website. Well, Al, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate you. Shout out to my own website, autoworldmedia.com. Hey, love it. Yeah, I get my own shout-out horn. Woohoo! Yeah. And you can go to autoworldmedia.com on the third hour, folks, or gcnlive.com and just type in AutoWorld, and you can go into TuneIn apps. We're on apps everywhere. Anyway, Al, thank you from San Francisco. I do appreciate it. No, your Audi. I'm glad you emailed. Your Audi is not, we're not talking about an old car here anymore. We're talking about electronically controlled windshield washer nozzles. Al. That's right. They're plugged up to electronics, electrical wires. They're in the hood of your Audi SUV. It's probably a Q model, but they're electronically controlled. Do not try to blow them out, or don't take a pin or something to try to open that hole up and clean the dirt out. No. Do not do that. You need to replace the electronic control nozzles themselves that's in the hood. I've done this and replaced these for customers before. They're not cheap. I think they're, well, I'm in Boise, Idaho. You're in San Francisco, California. I'm going to say you're going to probably spend about $80 or more per nozzle. But they're electronically controlled, Al. You cannot, folks, you know, and this is what you got to look for. If you open the hood on that bad boy, Al, you'll see the wires going to the nozzle. You'll see the rubber hose, but you'll also see a wire going to it. Easy to do. You can do it yourself. Just push the little two little tabs. The nozzle will come out of the hood hole. Then plug the new one into the electrical and plug it into the rubber hose. And you're golden, period. Yeah. Kind of like those Ford Pintos. Anyway, Al, I hope that helps again. I'm glad you emailed because, yeah, can you imagine blowing air through there or taking a needle? Not good. Thanks, Al.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is name. Your name. Names of products you purchase. Names of your friends. Names of your relatives. Names of our history. Do the products you buy stand up behind their name? Do you buy because of the name? Or are you proud of the name you buy? Be a name. Be your name. Brand your name. I'm Mark Evans. Good to have you joining me. See you next week, everybody.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.